Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, today is a football Friday, and we are in the studio.
Yes.
But next Friday, we will not be in the studio. The Red October Rally is happening. We will be at Stateside Live there in the sports complex in South Philly.
If you're wondering what Stateside Live, you know, like...
Used to be Xfinity Live.
Bang.
Mm-hmm. Now it is Stateside Live. We will be there. The midday show will be there. We'll be there as we get you ready for Phil's playoff action.
Yeah.
We'll be a big rally all day long. Big Phillies guests. Because game one is Saturday.
Saturday.
NLDS. So,
and that might be like the 7 or 8 o'clock time slot.
For Saturday night?
If it's the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Dodgers. Be the late night game.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, you're saying if we're the playing game. The Dodgers.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Red October Rally is a week from today at Stateside Live. Again, Stateside Live is the drinking room in Fishtown is cool, but that is not what it is. Stateside Live is in South Philly. It is the former Xfinity Live. It is Stateside Live now, and we hope to see you out there next Friday. The top 5-5 starts right now.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So unlike someone on this show,
Jack, did you know the top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Paramount Plus?
Is it?
It is.
Is Dwight back?
He is. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. I saw a billboard for it the other day.
So did I.
This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King now streaming exclusively at Paramount Plus. Jack, back to you.
So unlike someone on this show, I usually take the summer off from betting. You know, not all of us are 365 locked in on everything.
Yeah.
But now that I'm back.
Yeah.
And
WNBA counts too.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does. But now that I'm back in the swing of things with football, it did remind me of the 5 worst feelings to have as a sports bettor.
We should have brought Costos would love this, I'm sure.
He probably would.
Yeah.
Starting at number 5, and this is usually when you have player props, but when you have to start begging for overtime, you know it's not going well.
Yeah.
Get a few more yards.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Just like, please get, if they get it to overtime, we might hit the over.
I actually needed that last night.
I was begging for it.
Yes.
I was sitting there like,
I was so mad
Sam Darnold led that drive down the field because I was in a good position with a couple parlays. If they could have got it to overtime, maybe we sneak one out. But especially the NBA when you're looking for like points,
rebounds.
It's a really sad feeling.
Yeah.
Sad feeling begging for overtime.
Been there, yeah.
Speaking of that game last night, you know, Sam Darnold is 17-4 in the last 21 games he started and finished.
Interesting.
Wow. Just wins.
He actually looks pretty pretty good.
Right. He can play. Yeah. Sam Darnold can play.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, sure. The new thing with quarterbacks just takes a while.
Yes,
they're very rare. The guys
guessed.
I know, but it used to be these guys kind of just come in and take over, and they're fine. And
well, when we were growing up, the quarterbacks came into the league and were backups for a little while.
More organizations ruin young quarterbacks than actually develop them.
Yeah. That's fair
because they're going to the bigger ones going to bad teams.
Yep.
The fourth worst feeling is a sports gambler, and you can feel it coming, but it's when the game starts trending towards a blowout. And you still have some player props out there.
they start pulling players.
Oh, they start pulling starters.
Oh,
you get hot.
God.
This happens in the NBA far too often, where it feels like there's a blowout 8 games a night, but it happens in the NFL too. The running back, get him out of there, even though you have him for an anytime touchdown. When the game is starting to trend towards a blowout, it is an absolutely sinking feeling.
College too. It gets you in college football too.
Oh, of course.
They start throwing in the second and third teamers. It's like, oh, God. What you are we doing?
You got to cover a spread here.
Yes, I'm like, man, I got a spread to cover here.
I actually felt this last week. It was a fantasy thing when I was going up against Ike, and Ike had Jameson Williams.
Yeah,
I was hoping for a Lions blowout so they would stop throwing the ball because I needed to beat Ike in fantasy.
How about that?
Yeah, so I was hoping for the opposite there. Stop throwing him the ball.
And we actually got a high-scoring game. He just didn't catch any passes.
Nope, not after the first drive. Yep.
Yeah.
The third worst feeling as a sports bettor is when a penalty calls back a touchdown.
I mean, you start celebrating,
and then you see the little yellow flag at the bottom, and you're like, you got to be kidding me.
Maybe it's on the defense.
I've been scarred by that so much so that when they do score a touchdown, I'm immediately looking for the flag.
Exactly right.
I'm like, is this going to even count? Yeah.
Don't ever get your hopes up. It's the hope that kills you.
Yep. It does. It's happened plenty of times.
The second worst feeling as a sports bettor, and now it ended up being a pretty good game last night, but I texted Ike at about 8:45. And I was like, I can't believe I put like four bets on an awful game. Like when you sit down and watch the first 5 minutes and you just know it's going to be a bad, low scoring football game.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse because you're going to watch the whole game.
Yep.
And it's just
hoping
that they start having a little bit
of
a shootout.
It's usually Thursday night game.
And I'm going to do it Sunday. That game's going to be horrible in London. They're always horrible.
Oh, yeah. The Sunday morning game. Oh,
but it's 9:30 in the morning.
Coffee and anytime touchdowns? Come on, man.
Coffee and Carson?
Jack, you had four bets on Cardinals Seahawks?
I did.
Oh.
I did.
Oh, my God.
You kidding me?
You too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, cover your butt if one of your parlays is hit.
I don't care who wins. I'm betting all type of stuff in this game, man.
And Trey McBride, dead to me. Fake stats Connor. Now, he did hit his over in receptions, which fake stats Connor
didn't have a touch.
Was calling for, but I was...
Yeah.
Hold on. I forgot the bet he had.
I think it was Trey McBride over 6.5 receptions.
Yes. Okay. It was Trey McBride over 6.5 receptions. He had Trey McBride as a touchdown, and then he has Baker Mayfield as a touchdown scorer on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Plus 700, though. Yeah. So if he doesn't,
we take those odds.
Yeah,
though.
We take those odds.
Yeah, of course.
What are you kidding me?
Of course you do.
It's not about winning money. It's about the possibility of winning a lot of money.
That's right, Spike. That's what we convince ourselves of.
Bet within your means. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking
Hold
to
on.
The,
you talk to us too. Yeah. I got to remind myself.
Well, Mr. Fritz over there constantly reminds everybody they should buy his book because his kids are eating water sandwiches. Meanwhile, he has four bets on Seahawks Cardinals. On a Thursday.
They're likely $5 bets.
Yeah, they're $10
bets. Yeah, $5 or $10
bets. As I've told you many times, I've deposited once this year.
Right.
I'm still living off the one parlay.
Yeah,
wow,
sure.
That's good by
you.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
You kidding me? Once a week.
We're all right, though.
Yeah,
everyone,
okay.
We're all having a good time.
Yeah.
But the worst feeling as a sports bettor, you know when you like are in a car with your friend and you're like, hey, hear this song that I love, and they don't like it?
Yes.
It's like the most sinking feeling in the world.
The word, and you can tell in the first 30 seconds that they don't like it.
It's kind of like when you tell your friend, check out a comedian.
Yes.
And they don't think the comedian's funny.
Yes.
Right. Really sinking feeling.
Yeah.
The most sinking feeling is when you have someone tail your bets and it loses.
Oh.
Like, for example, this morning.
Yeah.
6:55.
What are you betting at 6:55 in the morning?
The first round of the Ryder Cup.
First round of the Ryder Cup.
Started at 7. Sent Ike my parlay.
He's texting me at 6:45 in the morning.
All right. You two losers.
He's texting me at 6:45. I'm like, what the hell does Fritz want?
The other day, I text you guys something on the new kickoff rule at 9 a.m.
No response.
Nobody responds to me. It was as if I felt so much shame. I felt like such a loser.
I'm going to tell you on that, though. I knew once he didn't respond, I was like, nope, I ain't responding either.
It's way too long of a text.
Meanwhile, way too long of a text. I swear, I'll go back. It was less than 100 words. It was less than 100 words. And I broke it up with spaces in it.
You did.
So you could see it.
You did.
Meanwhile, you guys are texting about golf bets at 7 a.m.
He sends me his ticket. I'm not even a Ryder Cup guy. But, you know, he's basically guilted me in.
Yeah. Oh, oops. Yep. Yeah. It really twisted your arm.
It did.
And listen, 3 out of 4 legs hit. If we might need to rearrest Scottie Scheffler for what he did this morning. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Come on, USA. Come on, man.
Did you bet his stupid parlay?
No, I created my own.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and still didn't hit.
No.
6:55 a.m.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even respond to my text about the actual show.
That was
football.
Funny. That was awesome. Though.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to find what you texted.
I knew when you didn't text back, I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to text back.
Yes. You should read because
I read it.
Let's read it for the audience.
Okay.
And see
ahead.
If their eyes are glazing over.
Okay.
It turns out the Rams.
By the way, timeout. This is coming off of the Eagles not being able to field kickoffs.
Kicks, yes.
Okay.
It turns out the Rams are the best team in the league at this new kickoff rule. Here are the rules. If the kicker just kicks it into the end zone for a touchback without a bounce, it goes to the 35. If the kicker kicks it and it bounces before the 20-yard line, it goes to the 40. If the kicker kicks it and it bounces between the 20 and the goal line, it's a touchback and it only goes to the 20. The Rams kicker is specifically good at kicking it so it lands between the 20 and the goal line, but also so it skips and wobbles instead of just bouncing straight up like a punt or a standard kickoff.
Don't you think that's it? I didn't know that if it, I had no idea that if it bounced between the 20 and the goal line and went into the end zone, that it only went to the 20.
No, okay.
I thought everything went to the 35-yard line. I also didn't know that, whatever. You guys don't even care.
No.
I didn't know the rules of the kickoff. I thought it was, I didn't know that it was that much different than last year, to be honest with you.
I don't know them either.
Yeah. Well, I know them now. Because there's not, okay. The point being,
yep.
So if a regular touchback is 35,
mm-hmm.
and if it bounces outside of that landing zone, like it bounces at the before the 20 and goes into that zone, mm-hmm. it only goes to the 40, you're really not punished that much trying to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
There's not that much of a punishment, so you should try to do it.
Yeah.
Now, Jake Elliott probably is not good at it, which is probably why they're not doing it. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
You good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Hey, listen, I thought it was a...
One of you could have liked the message.
You're right.
You could have double-tapped on it.
He's right.
Doesn't take much.
Could at least double-tap.
Doesn't take much.
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We normally give our picks at 5:30, but because we have Brent Celek joining us at 5:30, why don't we give our picks now?
Ooh. Are you trying to slide this in here on us without even knowing? Y'all didn't say we were doing picks next.
I mean, it's on the thing.
Don't matter. I got my picks. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right.
You want to go first?
Yeah, let me get mine out of the way.
All right.
Since I haven't won a game in I don't know when.
Well, you won on the Eagles.
Oh yeah,
miracle
the Eagles cover.
Last week.
Yep. As I would have been 0-4 2 weeks in a row.
I just want to say on picks.
Yeah.
I'm lost right now on picks. I feel very lost. Jack's doing okay. Ike and I not doing very well at all. I look at the slate now. I thought I had a feel. I don't have a feel right now.
Nope. That's why football, the NFL in particular, is the greatest sport to gamble on. You just don't know. All right, here we go.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, that makes it worse, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You want a sure thing, not an unsure thing.
Well, at least I want to think it's a sure thing.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to L.A.
Okay.
Rams coming off a tough loss last week. I think they bounced back. The Colts, while they are good, and it's been impressive that they're 3-0, that's a little bit done with smoke and mirrors as well. Not saying that Daniel Jones isn't playing great. I'm just saying I don't know if that team is truly undefeated 3-0 team. So, Rams, tough loss. I think they bounce back at home. Give me the Rams minus 3.5 versus the Colts. Again, I get my spreads off the ESPN thing, so I don't know if we all got the same
3.5 is the right line.
3.5. We're right. Using FanDuel, right?
Okay.
FanDuel.
And then check this out. Getting his first start, the Dart Man.
Oh.
Jackson Dart and the Giants. They take on the Chargers. I don't think they're winning the game, but I think Jackson Dart gives his team a little bit of a spark enough to keep this game close. The Chargers, they kind of slop through this thing, and they wind up winning it at the end. But I like the points at home for the Giants. What'd you guys have? I got 7.5.
I got 6.5.
You got 6.5?
6.5.
Okay, 6.5. I'll take 6.5. Giants plus 6.5 against the Chargers. Then I'm trying to pick between these two games. Niners, Jags, Patriots, Panthers.
Purdy is back, by the way, if you're looking for a Niners.
Purdy is back. Give me Niners minus 3.5 versus the Jags at home.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's a good pick.
Mac Jones stinks.
Yes.
Niners minus 3.5. And then I'm taking the Birds to win 24-16.
Okay. We have... Now, Jack, you won last week. Do you want to go next, or do you want me to go?
Yeah,
next?
I'll go.
Okay.
So, actually, I'm going against Ike in two games.
Wow.
One, I'm taking...
Give me a chance to catch up.
I'm taking the Chargers minus 6.5. It's a rookie quarterback against maybe the best defense in the league. So, I'll take my chances on them covering minus,
wow.
Minus 6.5. And I feel like I bet the Chargers every week because I think they're the third best team in the AFC.
Well, no, we know why you bet the Chargers every week.
Yeah. Got a winner.
You guys looking good.
They
so
got a
far.
Winner at quarterback. He actually hasn't looked like great the last 2 weeks. I don't
but
know.
But he still looks good.
Yeah, he looks good.
Looks good.
He looks good. And I'm taking the Colts plus 3.5 against the Rams. I agree with you. Like, this should be, I think it should be a bigger line. I'm confused as to why it's only 3.5. Like,
respecting
maybe,
the Colts?
I guess respected the Colts, but I think the Rams are a much better team. I'm just looking at the, I think it's a fishy line. So I'm going to take the Colts plus 3.5.
Yeah,
and then.
Definitely losing that game by that half a point.
Yeah, well, either way.
No, I'm saying I'm losing that game by half a
oh,
point.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
that one by three. That one by three. And then I'm taking the Bucks plus, or the Bears plus 1.5 against the Raiders. I actually think the Bears might have found some mojo last week. I like the post-game celebration in the locker room. I was in on Ben Johnson after that.
I was a little. That was pretty exciting.
It kind of felt like a moment. And then Caleb Williams staying in the pocket, finally maybe understanding what Ben Johnson has been preaching. And the Raiders are the Raiders. So
I think that dude throws the prettiest ball in football.
It's pretty good.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah. He's got to slow down. He's got to play the position.
Sure.
But it's something. And then I'll take the Eagles 24-20, have them covering.
All right.
24-20. I like it.
So I also have the Rams minus 3.5 over the Colts.
Okay.
They're going to lose at some point. And this is a pissed off Rams team at home. It's a good point by Jack that I would have thought 3.5. And look, the Colts win this game, then they are absolutely 100% for real.
Yes, sir.
But I just keep waiting for... I think Daniel Jones is a talented guy. I think he's deer in the headlights loser. So I keep waiting for the game where he just sort
they're gonna
of...
They're going to win that division, though.
Yes, I think
they're
so.
Going to win that division. Yeah.
I have the Broncos minus 7.5 over the Bengals. Now, I do think the Broncos were a bit of a... like a hipster pick this year to be a force.
A sneaky team, yeah.
But I also don't think they're as bad as a 1-2 record. And the Bengals...
Two close losses.
Yes.
They could have won either one of those games.
And everybody who was, Jake Browning, just as good as,
just as good as who?
It's Joe Burrow. Whoa, Jake Browning. Guess not. Jake Browning's going to throw three interceptions. So I have the Broncos minus 7.5 over the Bengals. The Chiefs, a 2.5-point home dog... Give me the Chiefs over the
Ravens.
Taking
the Chiefs?
Yeah. Give me the Chiefs over the Ravens.
The Ravens have a little fraud watch on them.
They do.
Yeah. A little bit. That defense
is... the defense.
Yeah.
The offense is not
offense
fraudulent.
Is fine.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the defense.
Yeah. Give me the Chiefs. You can give me the Chiefs plus 2.5 at home. I'm going to take it. Chiefs plus 2.5. And I think this is a ugly, but a pretty convincing win for the Eagles on Sunday. The Bucs are pretty banged up. I have this as 24-13 Eagles on Sunday. So
all of us on 24.
Yeah, I have the Eagles
like
covering.
That.
Yep, there you go.
All of us on 24.
So Eagles are going to lose, clearly.
Yep.
Lock in, everyone.
Lock it in. Yep. 215-592-9494.
Hold on.
Wait. Hold on. What?
I just wanted...
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Oh, yes.
Get listen and buckle up for this, okay?
Okay.
Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes, including a Birds game experience with Brent Celek, a game day party at your house hosted by me, two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by the Black Horse Tavern in Plymouth Meeting for the $7.50 Miller Lite Draft and Jameson Shot Special with high-def flat-screen TVs. Or visit the Trap Tavern, love the Trap Tavern, in Trap, PA, for their $10 special with fresh seafood and hand-cut steaks. That's the Black Horse Tavern in Plymouth Meeting and Trap Tavern in Trap. The place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, go visit 94WYP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
And speaking of the Philly Formation, Brent Celek joins us at 5:30. To talk about how he is a Super Bowl champion, but he is somehow involved in a big Eagles promotion with Jack.
For the second year in a row.
Yeah, for the second year in a row. Israel in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
Hi, Spike. Daggy, baby. What's happening?
What's up, Israel?
Nothing much. Hey, listen, before I go into the question, I wanted to answer that Fritz asked me. Hey, can I do a little advocating for Herb? Is that possible?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike. You know, hey, just slip Herb a couple of them blue cheese.
No, it's literally a medicine. You can't. I can't. Here's the thing: is if he just goes to bluechew.com, it's legit. It's literally free the first month. I can't give him mine.
Spike.
Yeah,
Spike. He's a Mount Rushmore. You know, he might got some Joe Conklin tickets at Atlantic City with a room.
Yeah. What a room.
Show one of Mount Rushmore's some love, Nick.
Show him some love, man.
I'll give him the promo code. I absolutely can't give him. I'm not a drug dealer. Yeah.
I don't sell drugs to children.
There we go.
Mike is hard. He's hard. But hey, so listen, Paul's on that too. That was a Blue Chew. That was a Blue Chew promo. But, yeah. So the question that was asked me from Fritz, would I rather be up by four or down by four? And I would rather be up by four because I don't want to give Wake and Bake the ball with 2 minutes and then be down by 11. So this defense, I think we only got 3 sacks in 3 games, and it's 29th this year in sacks. It hasn't been getting any pass rushing. That's piggybacking. You know what I'm saying? Off of Ike, because I'll be listening to the show once I get off of work. I turn it on in my car. You know, we haven't seen any pass rush. I don't think I've seen any pass rush besides, no. I think it's Uche.
Yeah, it's only been when they've blitzed.
Yep.
That's really it. As you said.
Not since Makuba sacked Patrick Mahomes. He didn't get close to a quarterback.
It's been three sacks in 3 games. By the way, Bryce Huff has 2 sacks. Josh Sweat has, I think, 3 sacks. So, you know, the whole Eagles team. Now, by the way, they didn't have a lot of sacks in the first part of last year. They also didn't create a lot of turnovers in the first part of last year. And I'll keep holding on to that. But thus far, I agree with you, is that the defense has not been able to get to the quarterback.
This is Wake and Bake, Candlestick Mate. You don't want to give him no time.
You don't have to tell me.
you need to get to him because we got, again, I'm a piggyback off of Ike. We got a man in the backfield that can't cover mustard on a hot dog in the 7-Eleven. And if you want me to say his name, I will say it. But
one of the exciting whites. You talking about Reed?
Yeah.
He had a couple of bad moments.
Dude.
Well,
you
better get it together.
It's a contract.
Adam went white by him. Run white by him. Didn't touch him. Didn't do anything technique wise. He just let him run right by him.
Yeah.
I don't want Emeka Buka or him in a mismatch.
I'll tell you what, it's not good for our delegation what's going on with Reed Blankenship right now. We need Cooper DeGene to
step up
because the Reed thing has not gone well. I still have faith in Reed Blankenship.
Yeah, Reed's
a good
fine,
player.
So
that Reed can play football, but you know, when it comes to his position.
No, covering is not his strength. We know that for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So now I would rather be up by four.
No, you'd rather be down by four with the ball. That's what you want. The question was, would you rather be down by four with 2 minutes left or up by four with the other team? You're scared of the defense at this point, so you'd rather be down with the ball.
I'd rather be down.
I would much rather be up four with the ball, but that would have been very easy for everyone to answer. Yeah.
I got that all wrong. I was trying to advocate for Herb. You know,
No.
He was locked in on that.
Yeah, no, it's all good. We have our priorities. We have our priorities straight.
You know, just let Herb chew it and do it.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Everybody's advocating for Herb to get something for me for free that he can get for himself for free.
Correct.
You think he knows how to get to the website?
Oh, come on. He doesn't even know how to check his email.
That's what I'm saying. He knows how to get to the site.
I'll do it for him. Here's what I'll commit to doing. If he comes by Chickies on Monday, I will show him on the website how to do it. I cannot hand him the stuff, though, because part of going to the website is them based on your age and your weight and all that kind of stuff. And Herb and I are different people, not the same. They give you a different mix based on that. So,
yeah.
Whew. Oh, boy. So
I think we'll be discussing Blue Chews this deep.
No, not with Herb.
They're getting their money's worth.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? All right. Coming up next, Brent Celek joins us. It'll all be about Jack. No, I'm just kidding.
BC.
Definitely curious what Brent has to say about the offense and throwing the ball and that sort of stuff. We'll talk about that with Brent Celek next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening to the show. We love that you're here with us. Brent Celek will join us in moments. Talk to Brent about the offense a little bit. Also talk to him about Jack, that he is involved with an appearance with Jack Fritz and a whole promotion with Jack Fritz. Mm. Did he think his career would end up here?
Did you think post-career would be this?
Yes.
He also was playing, remember he was being Travis Kelce for the practice team before the Super Bowl?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was like... He was running routes as if he was Travis Kelce.
Oh, really?
At practice?
I remember seeing videos of him running routes. Yeah.
Really?
Both great 87s.
There's no way he was running
well,
routes.
Well, you can ask him.
Yeah. I wonder if they're even allowed to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Is he part of the staff?
I don't know. I just remember seeing a video, and they said, here's Brent Celek mimicking Travis Kelce.
Wow. Well, I wonder...
It worked.
That would be a way to... it did work. That would be a way to circumvent the practice squad rules. Just say, hey, this guy's a coach.
Right.
You know?
Now, we would have coaches that, during scout team, they would...
Oh, really?
...do certain things. But that's usually when we don't have equipment on or what have you.
Did you see that the Bucks re-signed that 450-pound guy?
Yeah, you know what that's for.
Well, Davis. Well, they said they were using him as a
To get ready for
Jordan Davis. Yeah, why?
I thought he was going to line him up next to Vita Vea for the tush push. Oh. But they did they activate him?
No, they did not.
They signed to the practice squad.
Just to the practice squad.
Well, and they have been, I don't have the stats in front of me, but they've been pretty good on tush-push defense.
Because of him, that Vita Vea, man.
Yeah.
That's a big boy.
That's an interesting side, you know, side note to what's going to happen on Sunday is how successful we'll be with the tush-push. 215-592-9494. James in Nashville. You're on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, dude?
First time, long time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, James.
Hey, I just want to give y'all a shout-out, man, because this show, if nothing else, is consistent. I'm a rideshare driver. I drive weird hours. I drive at nights. And these other shows, man, they're on fraud watch.
Oh, I like to hear that.
They want to talk about the team, and then we get to the Bucks game, and here they are. Cowarding into a corner.
Scared. Yeah, we ain't scared here, James.
No, absolutely not. And I'm not even from Philadelphia, and I'm not scared of nothing.
I hear the twang in your voice, James. Yeah. How'd you become an Eagles fan?
I grew up in a military family, and we moved around a lot, and my dad was never into sports, but where we lived at the time, we had Philly sports stations that would come across the TV, and it was McNabb.
Oh, there you go.
Ike Reese.
There it is. James,
hey, before you ask, Jackie, my favorite Ike Reese play is 2004 NFC Championship game, the interception off the block field goal to seal the special team.
I love it.
There it is.
Pro Bowler.
I'm glad that we found one caller
who knows
that had their favorite Ike Reese play lined up.
We have to, James, we got to put you on hold because we have Brent Celek on with us. Brent, thanks for joining us, man.
How you guys doing?
What's your favorite Ike Reese play?
Man, I don't know. I'm not with that guy.
What's up, B?
How you doing?
Good, man.
So you and Jack on Sunday, where are you guys going to be, Jack?
Come on, man. We're going to be at Saloon 151.
Okay.
In downtown Westchester. The street's still closed, so Gay Street's closed.
Okay.
Which means we can hang out on the street. It's great. It's an awesome atmosphere.
Watch party for the game?
The Philly Formation watch party, Spike. Everyone calls it that.
There you go.
So listen, you can win. The real experience is winning a game day experience with Brent. You know,
yes,
at the
that
Eagles
is
game.
The real one. Yeah.
The second biggest prize you could win is a home gating party hosted by me. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch an Eagles football game with me?
Yeah, that is the second best. There's definitely a space between the best prize and the second best.
Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, and you can also win tickets to a future Eagles game. So I don't really know what the excuse is not to come out, frankly.
There you go. So that is Sunday. Name of the bar again?
Saloon 151 in Westchester.
Saloon 151. Brent, were you how did heat affect you when you played? Were you did it bother you? How was the situation when you were playing?
Honestly, it was the hardest thing I dealt with. Heat and humidity was always just tough for me. Cold games, not so much. So I think that this week, you know, the weather in Philly was pretty humid, so I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
From a practice standpoint, being able to get them acclimated for the heat that they're going to see down there, because that's humid down there. And it's never fun to play in.
CB, you know, not my two guys here, but other people like Elliott Shore Parks. You know, they've been saying all week that this thing is a mental thing and that players, you know, if they're thinking about the heat, then they're already defeated. I've tried to explain to them, listen, man, you go out there in that heat, you got to wear this equipment. You know, that's extra 20 pounds of equipment you have on. And when you're not used to being in Florida dealing with that heat, it just hits the body differently. I think it drains you. Like, it makes you more tired than you really are.
It totally drains you. It drains you quick.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially if you come from a cold weather place where you're practicing and, you know, 65-degree weather, and then you go into 90-degree humid heat. I think that's tough. Again, I think that our weather up here right now is advantageous to the Eagles because, you know, they're able to acclimate themselves to it a little bit, and I think they're going down there early to get even more acclimated. So I think, you know, they're doing all the things that they possibly can. Ike, I don't know how you feel, but I was always a pickle juice guy.
Yeah.
And that stuff helps so much. So you know, hopefully they got the pickle juice on Sunday.
Yeah, well, something that people don't understand with hydration is not just about water. It is about electrolytes as well. And if you don't balance that, it can be even worse, you know, if you're not doing both those things. Mm-hmm. Brent,
you got to put that, what is it, the sodium in the electrolytes?
That's basically what it is. Body, put it back in your body.
That's a
you
good
need that
science
balance.
Lesson by everyone
there
here.
You
well,
go.
Listen, I've cramped up enough to know.
Yeah.
Brent, so you watch that game on Sunday, and we see the first half, which was one of the toughest things to watch from an offense perspective I think I've watched in the last several years as an Eagles fan. And then the second half, which made us feel excellent. When you watch that game, what do you think the biggest difference was between the performance in the second half and the performance in the first half?
I mean, it really just comes down to execution.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started to do things offensively, opened up the field, and guys were making plays. But it really comes down to just execution. And I think in the second half, you just saw them start to execute a little bit, and then they fed off of it. The offense was playing better. The defense was playing better. Special teams was doing better, obviously. And I think, you know, for a team, every year is different. You know, regardless of the fact that they won the Super Bowl last year, this is a new team, and this team has to prove themselves to each other. And so when you have a team that is down by what they were down and no one gave them a chance, and they just stayed in there, and they just kept going and kept grinding and kept saying, we have a chance, we have a chance, and ultimately end up winning the game, I think it's just so good for the psyche of the football team, because you don't know if you can do it until you do it. And so they proved it to themselves that they're not out of any game, and just keep going, keep fighting, and you never know what can happen.
That's one of the things that we have Jordan Mailata on every week. One of the things that he keeps saying is, not the plays, I'm telling you, it's us. It's us, you know? And it's really hard, I think, for most of us when we're watching. We can see when somebody overthrows somebody else. We can see when somebody fumbles. But the execution overall, there's so much going on at once to know who isn't doing the job that they're supposed to do is really tough, I think, watching it. And just, we need to play better and we need to execute is something that is hard to swallow when we want an easy answer, right? We want it to be, oh, just throw more or run more, when it really sometimes is just about playing better.
Exactly. And I mean, it takes 11 guys on every single play. If every single play, one guy is just getting beat and it's a separate guy every single time, you know, ultimately be like, oh, I played a pretty good game, but you know, it was just not us all screwing up on one play. It was one person screwing up on every single play, and it sets you back. And so it really does come down to the execution of every single guy. And when you start getting that together and, you know, they start rolling, it's a good feeling. But it is demoralizing sometimes when it's just like, oh man, if we had just blocked that one guy, if we had just done this one thing, and those things pile up, and then you end up with the first half like that.
Brent Celek with us. Brent, you mentioned every year is different, and last year was such a run heavy year, and the Eagles were we run, and when the other team loads up to try to stop the run, we're able to pass. Is it possible that this year, given the focus on the run game, might have to go a little bit the other way for a little while to maybe get some of that attention off of Saquon, where you're passing to set up the run instead of running to set up the pass?
I mean, that's a tough question, because the defense can come out and, you know, this week they could come out and zero blitz us every single play to start the game, and so it can change your strategy a little bit. I think we're a great running football team. I think we're a great passing football team. I think we have ability to do pretty much everything. And I think that's good as a fan. Like we know we're a talented football team. It just, again, it comes down to going out there and executing on every single play. So, there's multiple ways you can win a game. It doesn't have to just be running. It doesn't have to just be throwing. Sometimes it can end up that way, but every game is different. You just have to have the ability to be able to do whatever the opposite of what the defense is doing, you know, to take away. So
All right, Brent. We appreciate you calling in today. Again, Sunday, Jack, once again, I forgot the friggin' name.
Saloon 151. We'll watch the Birds game together. Have a great time. Enjoy Miller Lite and Jameson.
Yes. And it'll be...
My hometown of Westchester.
Oh, you're...
Come on out.
Oh, you live in Westchester?
My hometown of Westchester. Oh, all right. Let's take it down a notch. Yeah. Like, come on. You Cincinnati's fine.
Speaking of hometown, let's go Reds, Brent. Let's go Reds.
Yeah. I wish I was a baseball fan. I'm not.
Oh, damn.
Wow, you're from Cincinnati. You're not a baseball fan?
Don't ever say that again.
Oh, come on, man. All right, Brent.
When I was growing up, it was a slow game. Now they got the pitch count. It's way better. I'm starting to like it more.
It's thinking man's game. Come on, Brent. Yeah. We'll get you to like baseball. You'll get old enough where you'll like it. I promise, eventually. All right, Brent.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you joining us, brother.
Yep.
Thanks.
There he is, Brent Salek. You can join him and Jack at Saloon 151 in Westchester during the game on Sunday.
Whose hometown is it?
It's my home. Okay, let's take it down. I can't even claim Philly. You know, I'm proudly.
So you're proudly claiming Westchester.
Exactly. Nope, that's right. The home of Brent Salek. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose the extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And per my personal request, Baker Mayfield's jerseys for your dog are now available at Dogs and Cats Rule. Spike improvising his read.
I certainly would get my dog a Baker Mayfield jersey.
I'm sure you would.
By the way, James, you're a good caller. We don't have any more time. I just want to say goodbye to you, and I love you.
Appreciate it, James.
No, man, I appreciate it. Love y'all, too.
All right, there he is, James in Nashville. What's next?
Note to self. Put together a top 5 at 5 about Ike farting on air. Jack under his breath after Ike criticized today's 2:30 Tupac selection.
What? I didn't say
that. He's just not a big all eyes on me guy.
I didn't criticize it. First of all, I would never criticize Tupac. Yeah, for sure. I would never do that. I ain't mad at you as a little. I was not prepared for that one.
Oh, come on. Tupac song.
We were once two homies of the same kind.
Yeah, I feel you. You said that's your favorite Tupac song?
Yeah.
You like that
Man
one?
Man Hearts Man.
Okay.
When I'm sitting in traffic and that song's on, I'm rapping it pretty hard.
Yeah, you're rapping just quick like to holler at a hoochie with the same line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I just mumble the words.
Okay.
Like, yeah, when I don't know what he's saying.
Okay.
I think it sounds pretty good, though.
What's next?
Good to see you're also a chronic cramper, Ike. I knew we were alike.
LeBron
in LA.
Yes. Dude, I was waiting for that. You said it twice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chronic cramper, man.
You and LeBron.
No water weight.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I could never hold water weight, so I sweat a lot. So
right.
I could lose, no lie, I could lose 7-8 pounds in practice.
That's crazy.
Easily, yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, what's next?
Are the Sixers the most injury-plagued team in the NBA? Have you given up keeping track of it all? Join Ike Reese for the new Odyssey podcast. What was his injury again? Mike in Cherry Hill.
Didn't know Embiid's
I could have just guessed that it was a knee and would have been right.
Yep.
Knee or back. It's always a knee or back.
Knee or back, yep. What's next?
I'm not saying that was a horrific presser by the Sixers today, but Nick Castellanos was seen cringing while listening to it. Joe and Drescher.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. I think Casty.
There's a lot of people excited about the Sixers again after the jerseys and the Embiid videos, and then they talk.
Then they
today.
Hit us with this.
completely done.
Yeah. Well, at least we get rid of our hope. Then it'll be exciting if something happens. Lower expectations.
Lower, buddy.
Yeah. Yes. What's next?
The same Joe DiCamera that runs crotch first? That Joe DiCamera? Spike on the drive home. Definitely not someone who can be baited.
Crotch first.
Look, that dude wanted me to do it. I did what he wanted.
It to him.
Yep. What's next?
Get my neck roll!
Herb in the Northeast after 6 blue chews.
Text line!
Oh, wow. Man. Goodness gracious.
Man, that was different today.
Yes, it sure was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.